Lasting Media.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Baby, let's go!
You're listening to a Blue Collar Bonus.
I ain't mad at it.
That's awesome. JD's gotten a lot of love in the intro.
I ain't mad at it. That's all it
is. His lines are just so iconic.
Yeah, that's true. He does have iconic lines. Yeah. I'll give him that. All right, well, first bonus of season six.
I'm excited for this.
Do we know what we're doing?
No.
We're like, this is a Mean Man and Beer Boy thing.
Yeah. We've had this idea for a while and thought it would be good to do this month, kick off this new season with. So
okay.
It's going to be definitely an experiment.
So how do you want us to do this? What's the goal here?
We got an A and B, and you guys can do it blind, and then you can ask me questions.
Okay. All right.
So we'll try them one at a time, kind of give our thoughts, and then after we try them, we'll try and guess
what
we think they are.
Sure.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Let's try the first one.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Ah.
What do you get on the nose?
Pine trees.
Plastic?
Like potpourri.
Potpourri?
Interesting.
Yes.
This smells like potpourri my mom had in the house when I was a kid.
The kind with all the little flowers and all that stuff in it that you kind of stick
the
your hand in.
The dried stuff that you'd always play with as a kid and get in trouble for it.
Yeah, then your hand would smell like this.
It smells kind of waxy.
Well, yeah. I can see that too.
Wow. Cheers.
Cheers,
right,
I guess.
Cheers.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
What is...
I really did not expect it to be this bad.
The finish is the worst.
That's horrible.
The finish is the worst.
That's like really bad water.
Yes.
Like what?
What is that?
Bad water. Yeah.
Like what am I drinking?
I did not expect it to be this bad. I knew it wouldn't be.
It's almost like a train wreck. Like you got to go back for more. You got to keep watching.
No.
You got to go taste it again.
Admittedly, we did know that this would be weird, but we did not know it would be this bad.
Oh, potpourri. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like drinking. Okay. You've steeped water
in
potpourri.
Dude. Yeah. This is potpourri
and
water.
And that's what that is.
Yes. That's it.
Potpourri water.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
Oh.
Okay. Try the second one now?
Yeah.
Yeah,
might as well.
All right. Second one.
Smell on this one.
Oh, it's just a different flavor of potpourri.
It's the barrel proof.
It doesn't smell good at all. Okay.
Was it like a cotton candy?
Maybe. You're giving too much credit, cotton candy.
Yeah.
That straight up smells like...
some sort of candy thing.
Oh, God. It smells like a candle.
All right, cheers.
Cheers. Maybe.
Oh my God.
It's so bad.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
This is.
I just about puked.
What is that? There's like a note that just
it's spicy.
In the...
Yeah. There's a spice in the back of your throat.
Like a jalapeno thing.
But it's not a good thing. That's.
Oh.
That's like spicy shit.
Oh my gosh.
There's got to be a theme.
That's so bad.
These got like flavored something.
These are far too similar to each other for them not to have a theme.
This is almost like somebody had a full meal and then chewed a piece of like Big Red and then spit. And that's what we're drinking.
Like used cinnamon gum.
Yes.
Did either
like right off the park bench?
Yes. Yeah, right.
Did either one of you get any hint of alcohol?
No, which makes me think that it might be like a flavored spirit.
I get you. Well,
maybe.
Yeah, heavily flavored.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh.
I see no context where this is good. These might actually be the worst thing we've ever had on the show.
Really?
I'll go for that.
It's close to,
It's like, I'm like neck and neck between the Crown Mesquite and this.
But
this,
you know what you know why the Crown Mesquite wins?
It's got a little bit.
Because it's gonna I don't even know how to put it into words. At least it has characteristic, like character.
Okay.
It may not be good character, but this stuff is like, it's just like drinking sewer water.
Yeah. Potpourri water, sewer water.
This is bad.
Bad water.
Ah, this is, Meeman, what did you do to us?
Guys, we went down a little rabbit hole here. It is January.
Oh, God.
And a lot of times during January, people do new things.
Like dry January?
Like go without alcohol.
No, you didn't.
No.
No, you didn't.
And so Beer Boy and I found a couple spirits that are, in fact, spiritless here in town. And we were able to get a hold of some bottles. Now, this all came about because Whistlepig released a piggyback alcoholless rye. Wasn't it the rye?
Yes.
Yeah. And that like immediately sold out. You can't get it. It's crazy how in demand it was. So we thought, well, surely there got to be some other ones out there. And we found some, and you're drinking two of them. And I'm sorry, because I didn't know it would be this bad.
By the way, you and Beer Boy have to have as much as we did.
Okay. We can do that. I'll try it for you. But this is such an interesting thing. So this first one you had, it's called Kentucky 74.
Mm. Huh.
And oddly enough, I don't even think it's from Kentucky.
it doesn't have to be.
Maybe. I don't even know. The company's so vague. So it's distilled non-alcoholic spirit for bourbon cocktails is what it says. It is 0.5% ABV, so apparently it has something. It has an ingredients list because it's required to. It's spiritless, non-alcoholic oak distillate. Water, natural flavors, glycerin, sugars, citric acid, xanthan gum, sodium benzoate, and potassium sorbate.
What's the point? It's just like really terrible grocery store shelf liquid.
Yes.
Ugh.
The little description says spiritless. All the flavor and feels of your favorite bourbon whiskey. Go halfsies and pair with bourbon to lower the alcohol by volume and calories.
No.
Or go totally spiritless to enjoy without alcohol. We believe less is yes.
No, you don't touch this. You don't put this in anything. This shouldn't even exist.
Nope.
But what about those who are, you know, taking a little, like doing what the bishop does and going without
water.
Alcohol for a
then
little
you
bit.
Just drink water.
Yes.
And you just, like, don't drink, no, because this doesn't have any resemblance of bourbon at all.
No.
This doesn't taste like whiskey.
Yeah.
No caramels, no vanillas.
No. It tastes just like...
Is it just corn juice?
Marinated in potpourri.
Yeah.
Like if they
was
take
this
alcohol.
Aged? Is there an age statement?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Well, technically, I don't know. It says spiritless, non-alcoholic oak distillate.
What is oak? What are they distilling
wood chips
oak?
Or something?
I don't even understand how would they make this.
I don't care. Yeah. It shouldn't be made. But I'll scoot that.
That
away
one
from.
Was better than B. I'll give it that.
No.
B was worse?
I'm not going to give it anything.
B was worse to me.
Well, yeah, B was worse because of the spice thing.
Yes.
Yeah, B was pretty offensive. Which one was that?
Actually, so B is your Ritual Zero Proof whiskey alternative.
No, that's not an alternative to whiskey. No.
And it says it's made with American oak, Madagascar vanilla, capsicum fruit, sugar floss, and mesquite smoke.
Sugar floss?
What is sugar floss?
Oh, and you've got warm caramel, hemp leaves, green peppercorn, prickly ash, toasted spices.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that's...
Stop doing this.
Stuff.
Stop.
Just don't.
Well, we actually showed mercy in this episode because we couldn't buy the Ritual whiskey alternative outside of the sampler pack.
Oh, my gosh.
So we've also got a zero-proof gin alternative and a zero-proof tequila alternative to keep us busy for the rest of January.
Those have to be terrible.
Oh, man.
We'll get to those.
Yep.
Yeah.
So on the Spiritless 74, A, what was the price on that?
Yeah, that was like $36.
No.
What?
Whoa. Yeah. I think the receipt's in here,
what?
Actually.
Disgusting brown water for 30, 35 bucks.
Yeah, here you go. Kentucky 74, $35.99.
Nope.
Nope.
For a 750.
Wow.
I mean, it's just as much as bourbon. And
how much is the Ritual stuff?
The Ritual variety pack, which is 3 375s, is $39.99.
Somebody sat down and tasted this and said, yep, go to market with it. Somebody made that call.
They should be fired.
The reviews are actually astonishing. People are like, it's a decent substitute for bourbon. awesome drink. My husband's going without alcohol, and he always felt left out, so now he can
fake
make
reviews.
Them.
Totally fake reviews.
Those people are paid to say that. Yeah, there's no way anybody puts this in their mouth and thinks it's okay.
Nope.
So just think about this for a minute. Like, you want to do the dry January thing. Everybody's doing it. It's the thing. So you really want to, like, do it right, but you still kind of want to have, like, the taste of whiskey. So you fork over close to $40 for something like, okay, well, it's expensive, but it's got to be pretty close because I'm paying that much
right.
for a whiskey alternative. And then you get that.
Yeah.
Dude, I would be pissed.
I'd go back.
Oh, I'd be so pissed.
I'd go back and want my money back.
You know what's funny is I had to, we were at Total Wine buying these, and she was like, can I see your IDs, please? And I was like, wait, have to see my ID, do you? And she's like, oh, I guess you're right. And I was like, this is the weirdest buying experience I've ever had.
Oh, that's funny.
Sure, there's more alcohol and mouthwash.
Yes. Yeah. Well.
So if you're going to do dry January,
uh-huh.
listeners,
Just don't drink.
Just don't drink. Yeah. Do not spend $40 on a whiskey alternative.
Just stay committed. No. And if that's your thing, just stay committed for the whole month and drink water.
Yep.
Don't even try to do an alternative.
I feel like that's the same thing that happens when people go vegan. They're like, yeah, we can still, you know, let's get a cheese alternative and make pizza.
No.
Just don't it does cheese. Not taste like cheese.
Anyway.
Man. These were so bad. Wow. Usually you think like, okay, like, that's expensive for a non-alcoholic, but at least it should taste like it.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Don't buy it.
Oh, man.
Stay away.
The Ritual Variety Pack, though, it did win a Beverage Tasting Institute Award.
No, it didn't.
The Best Buy in 2020 gold medal.
No, it didn't.
That award show never happened.
Nope. Yep, that was made up.
It is the highest rated spirit alternative, according to the Beverage Tasting Institute.
Nope, that's all made up.
Of Antarctica.
Well, you heard it here. Don't buy the non-alcoholic stuff. It's horrible. Yeah.
And if you're doing dry January, let us know what you're drinking. Hit us up on socials. Let us know.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah,
can you say that if there's no alcohol?
Next week's bonus is going to be better, I promise.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right.
D-Rock promises.
All right. To next week's bonus.
To next week's bonus.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media Network of podcasts and is produced by Jonas Litton and Ben Delameter. Our executive producers are John Fender, Jason Barrett, and Derek Bruner. Edited by Meadman and myself, Beer Boy. Special thanks to Red Dog Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about all the whiskeys we've had on the show, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. And if you'd like to further support the show, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon. Our Patreon has a slew of cool perks like our private Discord server, merch, virtual hangouts, and more. Lastly, don't forget to rate the show on Apple or Spotify, and while you're at it, leave us a nice review. We might just read yours on our next episode. Thank you once again for listening, and until next time, cheers.